Yes, what's your name?
Russell Bemis.
Okay, Mr. Bemis, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of, with the state your name and ADC number again, just for the record, sir.
Russell Allen Bemis, DOC number 216711.
Thank you, Mr. Bemis. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation here regarding the three allegations on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, we were notified of this hearing back on April the 12th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, I do.
And among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense, but we don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
Although you cannot see us today, there are three board members participating in your hearing, and they are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby, and Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Burris and Mr. Westby, both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Bemis, you have three allegations in your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Once I read it, would you tell me whether each of them is true or false? The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 18, 2018, per the CAS 2 Simmons Lab report dated January 25, 2018. So is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you have violation of Arizona Conditions Rule number 7 is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 24th for the task individual testing compliance summary dated February 22nd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
And the next one reads that you have violation of Arizona Conditions Supervision number 2 is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about February 9, 2018, and written directive on February 8, 2018. You actually avoid supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Bemis, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, as he was delinquent that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, now we're going into phase two of your hearing, and in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on the supervision, sir. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask you to be quiet while we receive that information, and once we get that information, then we're going to come back and talk with you, sir. So at this time, Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information?
On April 21st, 2017, Mr. Bemis was released from DOC. He was arrested March 22, 2018 by Phoenix PD when he was camped out on private property where no charges filed. He was back in DOC custody March 22, 2018 and adjusted CCD of June 29, 2018, 41 abscondes. Current conviction, 2014, trafficking in stolen property, 4 years. Prior convictions, 2007, theft of means of transportation, 5 years. 2007, aggravated DUI, 3 years. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1.5 years. This is the second term of DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2011, TIS absconder, 265 days. Arrested in South Dakota on new misdemeanor trespass charges, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations have been moderate. Other arrest, 2004, endangerment, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2006, aggravated DUI, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. And his community risk score is 1 second. This community misdemeanor is a G2B3.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. And so we're back to you, Mr. Bemis. We just want to talk to you a few moments about some information that we see on your case supervision summary and other information that might that we might have, other questions that we might have. We do take note that when you were initially released back in August of 2017, you were released to Traditions in Phoenix, and then you were to reside with your girlfriend also in Phoenix, and then you were asked to move out of your girlfriend's residence, and you were to reside with Lynn Keaton on, also in Phoenix, and there was no other residence reported. So between the four of those, that's where you resided all while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Now, did you have any employment while you were out?
Did I have a what?
Employment, a job.
Yes, sir. I worked for Sun Country Trailers when I first got out. Then I started working for them. I was working part-time both. I was working full-time for Sun Country, and I was working part-time for Lynn for anywhere lift repair. I was doing forklift repairs. He slowed down, and I quit my job with Sun Country fully so that I could pursue my own business doing tree care and removal.
Okay, so how did your business go, sir? Were you successful while you were at your own business, sir?
Yes, sir, I was all the way. What really kicked everything off, sir, was I got my company started. I had spent a little bit over $3,000 to get the company going for all my gear and stuff and apply for my business license and bonding. And then I got hit by a car on my way to go see parole that day. I was in the hospital for just about 4 days, almost 5 days. And when I came out, I had no money. I didn't have a place to live because Lynn Keaton had removed me from his residence because I went out on my own, and he was needing me to work for him. There was kind of a bit of a disagreement on that, and that kind of left me homeless, and things just kind of fell apart at that point.
Okay, well, we're sorry to hear about your accident. Have you fully recovered from the accident, sir?
Yes, sir. Partially, I still have a bad knee, but it's on the mend. And other than that, yes, I'm pretty well recovered from that accident.
Okay, so you recognize the fact, because you've been on home arrest or parole before, you recognize the fact that you were not supposed to use any illegal substances, but why did you end up using methamphetamine while you were out, sir?
I don't have an excuse. I came kind of to the bottom of the barrel. Everything kind of, I had just got surgery done on my hand as well. I had an infection on my hand from doing a transmission, and I had some metal slivers in my finger, and I got a MRSA infection from that. That should be on my record as well, that I was in the hospital for almost a week and a half with that. Then not even a month later, I got hit by the car, and it just seemed like what could go wrong went wrong, and I kind of fell back into my old ways. I actually went to a treatment. I was going to treatment at the time that I got hit by the car.
Okay, sir. Well, according to information that we have, that you did abscond for 41 days. What were you doing those 41 days that you were absconding, sir?
I was actually homeless, and I was trying to... The reason I absconded, sir, was because I was homeless. I didn't want to get violated. I understand that wasn't the correct way to handle that. But I had the insurance company, the guy that hit me, was doing their adjustment so that they could send me some money so that I could get myself, at that point I was going to get myself a place and go see Josh Smith. I was just trying to stay out of here because I just finally got things going again. I was getting my tree service going again. That was I was just picking that up off the ground again, and then I got arrested. But I was really on the mend the whole time, trying to get myself back to where I could start climbing again, sir.
Okay. And again, I heard what Mr. Whisper said, but again, what were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up? What were you doing then, sir?
I was actually in a vacant lot, just waking up, trying to get up and get ready to go and get a food box and get ready to try to make some money for the day.
Okay, so you were still homeless at that time?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay. Now, this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have questions for you at this time. Questions from Mr. Bemis? I don't see the questions coming from other board members at this time. So, therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. But we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. So is there anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Yes, sir. I just want to let you guys know that I only used the one time, and I realized that I was falling back into my previous abuses or trying to solve my problems with more problems than I stopped at the time. I asked to be tested as soon as I got to the DOC or over at Alhambra. I asked them to test me then as well, but that never happened. My main problem with parole all the way up to that point was getting to PASC, and that was because of transportation issues. Because I was trying to get my license. If you recall my file for parole, I actually was trying to get my revocation done on my license so I could get my license back and everything. I have a van out there. I have equipment to work. It just things were falling apart on me, and unfortunately, I went back for a moment to my old ways.
Okay, sir. At this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask you to remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. Please stay on the phone, sir, because we want you to hear everything that the board is saying. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation for Mr. Bemis. He got out, he was seemed to have been on the right track, and the things just started going down for him and related to his employment, and he was constantly moving around, and then eventually, with things going as they were, he ended up using methamphetamine, and then he became homeless, and unfortunately, he squandered for 41 days, which I am not prepared to overlook, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Board members, anything at this time? Hearing nothing, then I'm going to move to find that Mr. Bemis did violate term of district supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways, and as much as he used methamphetamine, in addition to that, he was squandered for some 41 days, and there's other information contained in warrant number 2018W0528, and with that being said, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
A motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on June the 29th of this year, which is just a little more than a month,
yeah.
A month and a half. At that time, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You can get your truck going, and you can go back in business, and we wish you the best. And we hope that we'll never see you in Orange again, sir. This will
yes,
be
sir.
Your hearing, and if you could put the CO3 back on, we would appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.